I think he saw houses.
The attachment ran like red after them.
Yeah.
My today question is, what happened to Chitta when Arahat passed away? What happened to his Chitta?
Anything at all. No more Chitta, no more Chitta seekers. Is that the best? No arising of Chitta, Chitta seeker in Rupa.
It is the end of this Chitta.
Sufferings, of happenings.
Chitta sinks.
The last chitta is a death chitta, right?
Yeah,
death
I know.
Think. Normally, death chitta followed by rebirth chitta for everyone else. But for the arahant, no rebirth chitta after death chitta.
Because no more conditions for chitta to arise.
Right.
Thank you. Only this world object, only that which is seen. Only that, as soon as there is seen, there is that, and that's all.
But what about different
after
colors?
After that, there is thinking.
Different moments of seeing.
After seeing, there is thinking.
There is thinking.
So that which is seen is just only a moment of seeing.
But is it wrong to say, I see different colors, or seeing sees different
wrong,
colors?
Because chitta arises and falls where it succession.
What was your question?
Because Lucas said, I see different colors. I was wondering whether it's wrong or why it's wrong.
It's
thinking.
It's not wrong.
No.
But because it's thinking and seeing.
Comes in so fast. Yeah. And that's why it's so difficult to know what seeing is.
Nimitta. Yeah. So there are many nimitta.
Yeah.
Because of many chittas.
Yeah. I have a feeling that I still not quite understand it. But it's
because there is thinking about it.
Yeah.
But when there's understanding of that which appears, that's all. That's all. The next chitta arises, and you see that it's not thinking, and not visible object.
Yes. This step to be taken is
understanding a reality.
Understanding,
as it is.
Panya. Yeah.
Especially that which experiences and that which cannot experience. Yeah. From experience, not from the name.
I think that every being has chitta. Particular chitta.
What is it? What is chitta?
Because we said that chitta is not somewhere, but is in inner heart.
Here, where is chitta?
Inside.
The chitta?
No, but once I ask if the chitta is...
No, not outside the body, right? Somewhere in the body. You mean somewhere in the body. Where? Somewhere must be. Where? At moment of seeing, it's at the eye base. It's not the other place. But at moment of seeing is here, at moment of hearing is. If you don't think of your whole body from head to toe at all, only when there is hearing, there must be a place that chitta arises to hear. Because chitta is not away from the body, it's not outside of the body.
Outside of the body.
So one can know that at moment of seeing, we don't have to think of the head or the toe or the lung, but that which condition or sees is there, right there. It doesn't see at the back, wherever it sees is there. Citta is there. Because you usually think about the whole body, but do not think about the whole body, just at moment of seeing. Object to be forgotten. Yesterday, gone forgotten.
Yes, yes, gone.
And today, it's like this. It's like that.
Right.
That's okay, why we can see how wise Buddha was. Yeah, to become enlightened.
Then he has the question because he sometimes when he eats, he feels stronger, and sometimes he doesn't feel as strong as other times. So he's thinking that this feeling of being strong doesn't necessarily come from food, but must come also from other things. So in terms of paramattha dhamma, how should we understand that? This is the question.
The body needs food, also the mind or the citta also needs wholesome food too. Food for mind,
mental,
reality, and food for body.
Sometimes even if you eat food, maybe it's not as nutritious as other times. But there are so many other conditions for feeling strong.
The mind. The body needs food and the mind needs food too.
How about the body so strong but the mind so weak? Cannot rise up to kusala level at all.
You understand?
Okay, I understand. The whole stomach needs, the body needs to feed, and the mind we need to feed also.
Yeah,
need to feed.
Good food for mind, good food for body. Healthy food.
And what about the sleep? Because when we eat and when we sleep well, we can feel stronger than when we eat, but we cannot sleep well.
Okay, but the most important thing is understanding that it's not self. You cannot force yourself to sleep. You cannot force yourself to wake up. There are dhamma. The best thing in life is understanding.
So
understanding that there is no self, there are conditions.
Okay, but for me, for example, I don't understand anything, don't understand the reality. But when I can sleep, and then at that moment, there is no, how can I say, I feel stronger when I wake up. And so the food is the same, but feel stronger. So what makes it?
Because it's not just the body which is healthy. What about the mind, healthy or not?
So when you say that the sleep is good for the mind,
for the body.
So what about the the meditation?
Let's
because
say when you cannot sleep, what citta is there?
When cannot sleep, loha. Dosa.
See. But if there is understanding, no matter you sleep or not sleep, right understanding can understand better than just.
But at the meditation situation, I mean, we can that there are no sleep at that moment, but the citta still experiencing.
Sleep. It's pavanga, it cannot understand anything. And if you understand the gift of understanding, the benefit of understanding, then you don't mind whether sleep or no sleep at all. Because no matter you sleep or not sleep, it depends on kusala citta or akusala citta. But if you sleep and at that moment no understanding, but when you do not sleep but you understand, it depends. What would you like? Or is it you who just want the body to rest, to be healthy? What is more important? It doesn't matter because they go together. You cannot stop having worry and akusa moments, no matter you do have sleep or no sleep at all. It's all about you, always I, thinking about this or that for this body and the citta, which you take for self, but actually citta arises and falls away as anything like fire or wind or whatever arises, it falls away. That is another meaning of khanda, void from self, from sense, from essence. It's like anything which just arises and falls away. So what? Not you. But it depends on ignorance or understanding too. Because when there is no understanding, it is ignorance. And you take ignorance for I, or if even you don't take ignorance for I, it's there. Between ignorance and understanding. And without understanding, you cannot get rid of the idea of self at all.
But
and that is wrong understanding.
Yeah, the wrong understanding is there, but still, it is like someone remind me that there is no understanding, there is no understanding at all, but still is someone
later
remind
on,
me.
Later on. When there's more consideration, more considering about that, then panya begins to grow to see that actually whatever appears falls away instantly. What is left is only the image, the idea, nimitta. Like yesterday, see? There's no yesterday when it is today.
Okay, yeah, we come to at the very beginning. The body can feel happy.
The body
the citta can feel healthy, and the body need to be fit, and the mind need to be fit. When we sleep, we can say that with Bhavaga citta, we don't the mind could be fit by that way, but
there is
it's
no
not
development of understanding.
Yeah, yeah. I don't say about understanding of development. Yeah. The understanding now is only the, to fit the mind.
So the point is that one, do you look at that?
Yeah, just very much.
So you can, in a conceptually, we can say that the sleeping is a fit to the mind when we when don't understand yet the reality.
I think that usually we think about oneself, whether one would do this or that. We do not think about understanding. But what should be thought about must be whether can there be understanding here or there or at moment of sleep or when there's one doesn't sleep. It doesn't matter at all. Just leave out the I and understand reality, which is not very easy at all, but it's so real.
Not easy.
And at moments when there's understanding, how you feel? How does it feel at that moment?
I don't know yet if any moment I have understanding, so I cannot say that if it feels how I feel at that moment.
You see real?
Yeah.
This is understanding.
No, but it seems to me that it is thin.
Further than that.
No.
Further than that.
just beginning to see what is real and what is not real.
Okay, it's real, but it seems to me that it is from the teaching. It's not from for myself to see.
That's very
nice. Yeah.
And consider more about seeing. If it does not arise, can there be any seeing right now? So, see, beginning to understand. Seeing is uncontrollable. It cannot arise at will. Nobody can make it to arise at all. But it arises when there are conditions for its arising. This is understanding about a reality, because you said the seeing is
real. I cannot get the feeling at that time.
Not more than that.
So if you ask me what you feel when you have understanding, I have no idea.
Just be sure that seeing now is real, and it's not you. No one can control it. It's conditioned. That's all. Little by little.
I think sometimes thinking can get you into trouble. just this moment. But sometimes thinking and reflecting is good because it can help you understand and reflect, understand. But to thinking about certain things, no need. Just be this moment, seeing, hearing, feeling.
But so often, more often thinking about what you see, the thinking comes in. So the thinking is then the reality, but the seeing, very seldom, very seldom.
What do you mean by seldom? What do you mean by seldom?
By seldom.
Seldomly.
Seldom.
Seldom.
Not often, not often. Rarely, very rare.
Very rare.
Very rare.
So there is no seeing now, so it's so rare, or what?
Seeing all the time.
The seeing of the houses and the statue, it's the thinking,
the
I know.
I think means more thinking than seeing.
More thinking than seeing. Yeah.
But even though you can see uncontrollable Dhamma thinking, no control, you cannot stop your thought. Whether you want or not.
But do you think that is it possible to, do you believe in the teaching?
Otherwise we sit all the time.